Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. I'm going to add to my grey hair here now because I'm going to talk to a lawyer. Although, in fairness to him, he's probably one of the good guys. A new report by international law firm, no less, Clark Hill, questions the government's goals to produce offshore renewable energy under the Climate Action Plan 2021. The report raises questions about the potential challenges posed by third-party appeals and delays in planning consent as well. The lawyer I mentioned is Solicitor Aidan Eames from Clark Hill International Law Firm. You're very welcome, Aidan, to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac, for that very kind introduction.
Give me the main findings that you've come up with here.
Okay, so Clark Hill have consulted widely within the industry and looked at a lot of the public statements and the resourcing information on the different bodies. We have found that unless there is a direct and immediate intervention, that the ambitious target set by government for 2030 of 5 gigawatts of offshore wind production could overshoot by between 4 and 8 years.
Why?
So, well, we're saying that this is a multifaceted, very complex process with potential bottlenecks and stumbling blocks, not least in the area of legal challenge through judicial review. And if the onshore wind experiences anything to go by, well, then we can expect significant challenges and potential delays in the process in the coming years.
What's the solution then?
Okay, so what we say is that what's required here is a clarity and singularity of purpose and a fast-track process, possibly through the appointment of a single, suitably qualified and experienced person or agency to drive and implement the required changes, resourcing and acceleration that's now required. This would be a single point of contact, authority and accountability. That could be a state entity, or a parastatal entity. So we welcome the establishment of MARA announced by the Minister today in Rosslare and other initiatives. However, from our mapping of the process, we see significant delays ahead.
So you're basically calling for a commercial court type entity for strategic planning in this area?
So the government have announced the establishment of the Environmental and Planning Division of the High Court in Ireland, and that is to be welcomed. Rather, what we're saying is we to pull together the 9 different policy and legislative framework programs that we have identified for offshore wind in Ireland, together with the 7 various and multi-step facets in the consenting program and the 22 different stakeholders, mm-hmm. including many state and semi-state entities, to pull all that together, we need a single point of contact. Indeed, the Shannon Foynes report announced by the minister earlier in the week calls for this very initiative.
So what kind of an agency or entity are you thinking about? I know you alluded to it could be a state agency, could be whatever. Who could do it?
So MARA could potentially do it, and there is precedent for devolving or assigning or apportioning to a single state agency these responsibilities, which cross multiple government departments, including not least the Department of Environment and Climate Change, and also the Department of Housing and Local Government. So in Scotland and the UK generally, the IROPI process, which is the imperative reasons of overriding public instrument fast-track procedure under the Habitats Directive, this could be the fast-track process that's required. It's been used elsewhere. In Ireland, we have only one instance that we can point to, and that is Galway Port.
Yeah.
It's 10 years in the IROPI process.
Yeah, hang on a second, because what you're saying here is that you set up a new agency or give new powers to MARA, for example, which is essentially a new agency, who will be employing new people, new expertise, who will be implementing new procedures within that agency as well. And you're to have them outside of the judicial review process. Well, I can tell you here and now, Well, hang on a second here. I can tell you here and now that lawyers like yourself will be looking very closely at their procedures and their decisions and be challenging them in the High Court.
Yes, and this is inevitable in any way. In any event, there is a constitutional right to judicial scrutiny and an expectation of fairness. And this is well-travelled ground by many lawyers.
So where do we win here with this new agency?
So we need, say, an agency or an entity to pull all of this together to give a consistent and coherent approach that is predictable and is mindful of the standards set by the courts and by the European Commission and the various European directives.
Okay, so and if it's not done, you say all of this could be delayed by the guts of a decade. Right.
Well, it's not only that in the legal area, but there's also resourcing issues. So, for example, MARA needs to urgently recruit and onboard Planola marine planners, botanists, zoologists, ocean engineers, marine biologists, engineers. The list goes on.
Okay.
Well, there are policy and legislative gaps also. And there's other enabling infrastructure such as work and investment required at the ports.
Look,
a lot of work to be done, and it needs to be pulled together.
A lot
by one
more
entity.
To do. Look, I said you're one of the good guys. You probably are, but you're still giving me grey hairs. I tell you, with all of that news, Aidan Eve. So we'll put some of those points, by the way, to Minister Eamon Ryan, who will talk to you after 5 o'clock. But we'll let you go for the moment. Aidan Eames from Clark Hill International Law Firm. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the program.